Hello and welcome to the Koi Sports CIC Grassroots Podcast, focusing on linking business with grassroots sports. My name's David Waldridge, and this week we'll be speaking with Nick Inge from WordyWise, one of our elite champions at Koi Sports, alongside the grassroots organisation he's decided to invest in through Koi Sports, Football Without Borders in Kenya. It'll be amazing to hear how far his investment will go on an international level, alongside the importance of grassroots sport in Kenya. So, without further delay, let's get started on this week's Koi Sports CIC Grassroots Podcast.
Nick Inge, I am a co-founder of a community interest company called Worldly Wise, and what we do is give free support and guidance to young people all around the world. So, we created our CIC back in June 2019. Primarily, like I say, to help young people across the world. But it was based on my daughter who was traveling around the world. She was on a gap year. And before she went with her two friends to Southeast Asia, decided to get some support for her and created WordyWise on the back of that.
So WordyWise, is there a particular place where it's based, or is it an online format that helps around the world?
It's an online format, helps around the world. Originally, it was going to be, and it might still well be, in future, have a physical presence in schools, colleges and universities. However, with lockdown, the way it's going and the way it is, it's going to be online for the foreseeable. But yeah, we basically provide a platform for young people to look at our resource in terms of people who've got various experiences through life, whether that be through drugs or prison or career pivoting or marriage breakdown or mental health issues, so they can learn from people that have been there before them and done it. Certainly not talking down to young people, but it's a way of helping them and inspiring them to know that there's people who've been there before them in the path of life, that they can make anything that they really want to of their lives, even if they think that, you know, their late teens or early 20s, it might not be what they think it's going to be, but you know, there's plenty of pivots and changes in life that people make, and if it can inspire and help people, then that's what it's about for us.
So it's almost an alternative voice in some ways, but not so much kind of talking down, but more from an experienced background in all types of welfare.
Absolutely, yeah. It's not academic. It's not highbrow. It's literally people's experiences in life to say to young people, look, this is how I started. For example, we have what we call a biobank at WorldyWise, which is 24 fantastic people who want to help young people. And one in particular, for example, started out as a rhino keeper in a zoo at 16. Now they're a manager at a category A prison in Southeast London. Now, how do you go on that journey from being a rhino keeper in a zoo to a prison manager? So, you know, it's those sort of stories and journeys which might just help young people to go, do you know what? I might think I'm going to be an accountant or an engineer or a train driver or a painter or an electrician or whatever they want to be, but that might not be what they want to be in 30 years' time once they've decided they want to change in career or they've had to change their career or something like that.
This is such a great service as well, because I think that's something that's definitely lacking within schools and young people as well, where not so much telling of people of this is the career you should go for, but almost allowing for them to explore and see those different avenues, see the finished product before they get there and what the future could look like for them.
Absolutely, Dave. And it's more about giving them the confidence to say that you can change if you want to. You don't have to do what your parents necessarily want you to do or your careers advisor wants you to do. The qualities you need in life to succeed, in inverted commas, are tenacity, strong character, a great smile, perseverance. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean if you're not academically able particularly that you're not going to be a success in life. It's a case of being fulfilled and understanding that whatever path you take, you don't have to stick with that once you've left school. You can change as long as you've got the confidence in yourself to be able to go and do things. It can be okay and it will be okay.
So for WordyWise then, what would be an achievement of a young person that would come to you and would seek advice? What would you say would be an achievement and an outcome from that?
Yeah, this sounds terribly cheesy. However, if it's even one person says to us, do you know what, when you created WorldlyWise in 2019, I sat in a classroom and I remember having a conversation or I was listening to someone from your biobank who inspired me to become X or, you know, have the confidence to change when I was in my mid-30s. If we can even inspire one young person, that's our job done. I mean, that's what we set out to do in the first place. And if it achieves that, then that's a great thing.
Well, I was about to ask you about that. You already gave us the example of the rhino zookeeper who went to be a manager of a prison. Is there any other kind of success stories that you guys are really proud of?
Well, in particular, and you'll speak to him in a minute, but George, who lives in and works in Kenya, and for him to be able to say to us what we're doing has helped him and his young people that he looks after. For me, that's a fantastic success because everything starts with an idea, takes a bit of tenacity, it takes a bit of perseverance, it takes a few bumps in the road to get over. Nothing's going to be a smooth path in life, including creating Worldly Wise and doubling the biobank as we're doing it at the minute. You know, I'm not technically able at all. I'm not the most experienced in terms of business or running CICs, but you do things in life, and if it can help someone somewhere down the line, and certainly connecting with George has made it more real as well for us. It's made it more tangible in terms of, you know, like I say, it's not about giving George two footballs. You know, it's about making people around the world think that there are other people out there that are nice. Vast majority of people around the world are fantastic, and they all want to help each other. And certainly, this sort of forum inspire other people, then that's a positive. And going back to George, you know, just by creating Worldly Wise and putting some effort in, we can help people in a different part of the world. Like I say, it can only be a good thing.
Well, Nick, thank you so much for joining us today on the Koi Sports Grassroots podcast. You are an elite champion of Koi Sports, which means you share the passion for grassroots sports just like we do as well. Do you think that kind of community aspect and what people can learn from a grassroots setup is replicated in what Worldly Wise do?
Absolutely. So, like I said, I've got a daughter who's now 20. Our son is 17, and he has played a lot of football at a decent level. What I've learned over the last, say, 2 or 3 years is that the community side of grassroots sport really brings people together, and it gives them, young people, life skills that they will take into the world of work, into their friends and family setup, to be able to give them the facilities and the experience of whatever level they play at. It's that sense of community that grassroots sports gives young people, as well as their parents and the people that help out. It's that sense of belonging. It's that sense of, you know, winning a sixth division title or becoming runners up or even getting through the first round of the cup. It's not even about winning the game. It's about actually getting together. And Worldly Wise has brought people together. That's young people, as well as all the people that are involved with it. And the people who are involved with it are all doing it for the right reasons. So we have a team of volunteers, four which we're expanding up to 48 in a few months' time. And they're all doing it because they want to do it and they want to help out. And that sense of community that they have, it's brought people together as a community within that biobank and as a team. And it's a great thing. And I think the two sort of go hand in hand, really. And with the help of Koi, it's really opened up a lot of doors for us in terms of networking and just made people come together.
So, Nick, before we find out about the organisation that you've decided to invest in as an elite champion, where can we find out more about Worldly Wise?
Worldly Wise, you can find out more by going to our website. It's www.worldlywise.global. All the contact details for myself and Travell Henry, the co-founder, on there. And you'll see the biobank. There's telephone numbers and email address and all the details that you need to get in contact with us.
So, Nick, once again, thank you for becoming an elite champion with Koi Sports. Who are the organisation that you've decided to invest in through Koi Sports? And why have you chosen this charity in particular?
We've connected with George from Kenya Football Without Borders because we absolutely buy into what George is doing. He's empowering young people to become self-sustainable in terms of growing crops, then sell and help create an income for themselves. I mean, it just mirrors brilliantly with what we're doing, and we absolutely love the work that he's doing and has done.
You heard from Nick Innes there of Worldly Wise, one of our elite champions at Koi Sports. Find out more about how to get involved with Koi Sports and support us in helping sustain, enhance and grow the grassroots sector, promoting a true sport for all culture by heading over to our website, koisports.co.uk. Now let's hear from the organisation Nick has decided to invest in through Koi Sports as an elite champion. George Osoya from Football Without Borders in Kenya.
My name is George Osoya, the co-founder of Football Without Borders. The Football Without Borders is a community-based organization founded in the year 2018. And we use sport to mobilize youths and to bring them together. Through sports, after we brought them together, we have different activities that are mainly focused on reducing the rate of poverty in the community. We as well try to fight against food security. We want to bring good education environment to these kids. We want to improve their health. We want as well to work on gender equality and gender issues like gender-based violence. We are doing peer community development, you know, as a whole, to fight the immorality and all those kind of things. Again, what we are mainly now doing is agribusiness. And agribusiness is helping us to do the sustainable part of developing these youths in the community. We don't play for competition, but we play to learn, you know. We have different programs in Football Without Borders, and one we have, Life on the Ball, is all about health education. How can they sustain themselves through playing football? That is when we integrate life skills, learning through football. That is number two, education purpose. How can we educate ourselves through football? How can we equip our knowledge through football, you know? Number three, we have Girls Can. That is girls' empowerment. This is where we are making reusable sanitary towels, because it was very expensive for us to buy reusable sanitary towels for these girls. Now we've come up with the idea on how this girl can make their reusable pads. We are not playing for competition, but we play to learn. So we give these kids sustainable livelihood activity knowledge that they can sustain themselves in the community. We do wash for sports, that is water sanitation, health and hygiene. Water sanitation, health and hygiene help us mostly on the side, because these people play inside the field. They need to master the hygiene part of their life. We as well lack water, but how can we make good water, you know, like the safe water for their life? It is through learning more about water through sports. Again, we have the volunteer exchange program. Like now, we are doing a great job with Worldwise. Worldwise CIC are doing a great job for us, because we are learning from them. Like me personally, I've learned a lot of things as a director of Football Without Borders. Nick has really equipped me with a lot of knowledge. Just like I told him that we don't depend on big donations, but we depend on just only the knowledge that we can get. Through this program, we invite many people to do internship with us. We as well try to coordinate with other organizations if we can learn more from them. All this agribusiness, we can do it through sport. This is where people can learn. They learn from farm as well, they learn from the field. As they play football, they depend on the knowledge that they are getting from inside the field. So they have to set their objectives. What are they going to learn inside the field? So it becomes more practical and realistic if you talk about farm and field. All the activities that we are doing, just like I've mentioned earlier, that we are coming from the from a community where people take the advantage of poverty, and therefore we have sexual abuse. So for us to do life skills integrated through sports, we need to tackle the area that we want to focus on. If we want to focus on HIV and AIDS, then we can integrate it through football. So HIV and AIDS becomes the life skills, while the sports become the aspect point that you want to deliver the information using. And mostly we work with over 18, you know. So we use life skills to teach more about HIV and AIDS, whereby we can pass the information of using condom, how to use condom, you know, through football. Again, we've introduced library. We have people who dropped out of school. Through this library, we give them a lot of knowledge. We give them the power that can maintain them so that they can do a lot of things in the community. They can learn through integrating themselves with the activities that they do. They can learn more about agriculture through this library, because we are trying to bring books that can sustain them. And thereafter, we find the opportunity to bring them back to school. So through this, we are targeting young youths. These are the people, the generation that will build other generations. Through the knowledge that they will have, they can sustain the community. They can do a lot of creative and innovative ideas. They can bring them from the schools where they are coming from. They can do various different crops growing, you know. And through this, they can build what we call friendship. We are trying to bring the community together, whereby the community, the groups, the institutions, other organizations can come and learn what we are doing. Decent work and economic activity. We really work onto this, because it is not per se team. It is a team that inspires the community. It is a team that gives the economic part of the community, whereby we don't want youth to say that we don't have jobs. We don't want to see youth say stealing, you know. We don't want youth working for others. They need to work for themselves. Without this partnership that we are doing with Worldwise, we can't make a progress, because we need their knowledge. We need that power that they have to sustain, to give other people knowledge, you know, so that they can sustain themselves as well. And really, really, worldwise, I've gained a lot because I received the first donation and that was awesome because I bought two balls, which will at least help to boost the league. As well, because we do so much on sport development, we have set some money so that we can plant some crops with it. And this is a great work that worldwise has done for us.
Incredible, George. You've taken us through all the amazing things your organisation does in Kenya, but just how important is Football Without Borders in Kenya? Not only for sport and local people, but for the impact that it makes within the local community as well.
That's a great question because we are trying to bring some communities together. Like now we are dealing with institutions, we are dealing with the organization, we are dealing with groups that are within the community so that they can get this knowledge that we have in Football Without Borders. It is a free knowledge, a sustainable development goal that we are trying to achieve in the community. Many people believe that they are taking advantage of the poverty that they have. But through what they have in the community, they can sustain themselves. It is not all about giving huge funds. It is not all about having big money in the basket, you know. It is all about the knowledge, what they have by themselves. If they can sustain themselves through what they have, like land, now we are taking the advantage of agriculture. Many footballers believe on the profession, but I believe on the career part of it. It is not all about for you to go to school so that you learn a lot of things. It is what the career can take you through. Gaining the knowledge of profession, gaining the knowledge of driving yourself in the community. You need to fight each and every time. So this is why we are trying to bring all these organizations together so that they can benefit the same. Yes, we don't have big fund, but we have the knowledge. Agribusiness, that is Football for Agriculture League. We are focusing on empowering more than 1,000 youths in the community. We can't get these 1,000 in our organization because we can't sustain them. But we can get these 1,000 through coordination and collaborating with other organizations that we have in the community.
I think it's amazing that you've set up this project, George. What everyday challenges do you and your organization face in Kenya? And how far will this donation from WordyWise through Koi Sports go for you? What difference will these funds make to Football Without Borders in Kenya?
We face a lot of challenges. Like now, my friend has just donated some uniforms. Like in 2019, there was some uniforms that was donated, but we couldn't get these uniforms because we don't have money to pay the tax. That was in 2018. Many people didn't believe that Football Without Borders can make a progress because I was earning $50, and $50 can't sustain the community. So at least I started by delegating some of the youths who accepted the idea. So I gave them like $20. It was very, very hard for me. But at least we thought of doing poultry keeping. They bought three hens. They were trying to boost themselves in the community. Many people got it. This will not make a progress. Therefore, I told them, at least let us come together so that we can make a progress together as well. With the knowledge that you have, you can give us the idea so that we can fund ourselves, to give us $50, $100, so that we can try to lease lands, so that we can start this program moving. We faced another challenge where leaders of the community didn't believe that this thing can make a change. So it becomes very hard. If you are going to lease a land, you find that there are some of the youths who did some wrong things in the community. But involving them in the project becomes so hard and very difficult because of the perception of the community for what they did back then. So I was trying to transform these youths at the same time to work with them so that I can be a good example, they can be a good example in the community. What WorldyWise gave to us has really helped us because having a ball, you know, having a ball, it is a greater thing for us. Having a ball, it is a very, very impacting for that for us because this is the tool that we are using to mobilize these people in the community. And once we have it, it means that we are going to recruit more people on board. And therefore, we take the advantage. As they go back home, they can teach their parents on whatever that they are doing. We bought seeds and we bought some balls. So that is what WorldyWise gave to us. It make us mostly focus on our mission and our vision. It boosts us from where we were and now we are trying to move ahead because of the WorldyWise.
the impact of what you're doing sounds truly amazing. What is the future, though, for Football Without Borders in Kenya? And where can we find out more about the organization?
The future, it will rely on what we are doing. And if the community by itself agreed with what we are doing, if other organizations like World YC come along and try to support our activity, then we will move along. And I believe by myself that the future of Football Without Borders is to transform players from not only focus on their talents, but to focus on sustainable livelihood activities that can sustain themselves. I don't believe on profession. I believe on career. So if they can sustain themselves through the salary that they are getting, they can invest it for the future. I always give a simple example. What if the player got an injury, a permanent injury? What will they do? Will they still earn money from the club? No, they won't do that. But they will go back home. How will they start sustaining themselves? So through the connection and the collaboration of other organizations, I believe that we will do a lot of things. But you can find us mostly on Facebook through Football Without Borders, on Instagram, Football Without Borders, on Twitter, we are at Without Borders Kenya, and on LinkedIn, it is Osoya George. Anybody can like, can share, can support what we are doing. We want a lot of ideas on how we can sustain the community. So if someone is interested, like World YC, let us come up to help the community. Let us come up to support Football Without Borders on whatever that they are doing in their community.
So that's it for this week's Koi Sports CIC podcast. Thank you to our guests, Nick Inge of Wordy Wise and George Osoya from Football Without Borders in Kenya. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Thank you for listening. If you do have a spare 5 minutes, you may be interested in finding out about the other projects that Koi Sports have been working on. Head over to our website, koisports.co.uk, or search for us on social media. And don't forget to subscribe and download our podcast series. And we'll hear more from the business and grassroots sector next time.